Here now is your OCM Regional News. I am Dale Enoch. Good morning to you. We begin in Antigua Barbuda this morning, where members of the police force say they are continuing intensive investigations aimed at solving at least six of the 12 murders recorded in 2024. Even though the number of murders last year has surpassed the previous year by two, Police Commissioner Atlee Rodney insists Antigua Barbuda remains a very safe place.
We can see in some other jurisdictions, and I can make reference to one of those small islands like Turks and Caicos, with a population of just 40,000, experiencing 40 murders in 2024. Some of our other OECS member states had numbers much greater than ours. 28 in St. Kitts, 77 in St. Lucia, 54 in St. Vincent.
Head of the Criminal Investigations Department, ACP Cabral, is pleased with the work of the police thus far, but he's admitting as well that there are some high-profile murders yet to be solved.
In 2023, we have 10. In 2024, we have 12. Of those 12 in 2024, we have made arrests and charges have been brought against six individuals. There are more arrests and more charges to come for those murders in 2024.
The brutal killings of two teenage girls last year remain unresolved. Government has enlisted Scotland Yard to help, but ACP Cabral said yesterday officers from the United Kingdom are yet to arrive in the country. A claim by the opposition leader in Barbados, all is not well with the affairs of the country. Ralph Thorne says Barbados is far from settled because it is in constant election mode. He feels that is what is leading to a number of social problems in the country.
It is this general climate of fear that results in a loss of trust and further undermines the efforts of the police to resolve the scourge of violent crime. The state's social welfare agencies appear to be under severe stress and are demoralized by this loss of public trust that extends to their offices. The unhappy result is disengagement of many citizens from public events sponsored by the state. No amount of money, therefore, will rescue the credibility of such events as we gather in if the public believes that state funds are being expended to further the narrow electoral interests of the party in government.
He raised the issue as he delivered the Errol Barrow Memorial Lecture at the Errol Barrow Centre for Creative Imagination at the University of the West Indies Cave Hill campus yesterday. And there has been an increase in public cooperation with members of the Guyana Police Force, especially now that more ranks are outfitted with body cams. Deputy Superintendent Antonio Frederick says ranks have seen civilians behave more vigilant and mannerly, mainly because they are aware that they are being recorded. He said yesterday footage from these interactions are being stored to be used as evidence in the event of any unbecoming exchange.
On a daily basis throughout the country, we are engaged in traffic enforcement exercises. The ranks of the Travel Department are continuously engaged in enforcement, targeting all offences. There are some prevalent offences, obscured ID mark, prohibition of tinted motor vehicle, failing to wear safety helmet, that's for the motorcyclists, and also failing to wear a seatbelt. Speeding is a major concern, and also driving under the influence of alcohol.
He said officers have been trained in the use of the devices. And that's your OCM Regional News. Have a good afternoon.